Chapter 11. Kidnapped. When Tony and Emma came out of the newsagents, a man was parking his van outside the shop.
"Be careful," Tony shouted. "Our bikes are just behind you."
But the driver didn't hear. He stopped too late and damaged Tony's bike.
"I'm really sorry," the van driver said when he saw Tony's bike. "I didn't see your bike behind me."
"I'll take it to the bike shop. Get in. We can go together."
"But we have to go to the office of the natural world," Emma said. "It's urgent."
"Okay," the driver said. He was a very friendly man. "I'll take you there too."
He put the bikes in the back of the van. Then the two friends got in the front and the van left. Tony sat in the middle.
"What are we going to do when we get to the office?"
Emma asked Tony after a minute.
"We'll ask them for a list of their subscribers," Tony answered.
"Then we'll start phoning the people on the list and say we want to check their address. Maybe someone will act strangely." Emma relaxed and looked out of the window.
"Hey," she exclaimed suddenly, "where are we going?"
Tony looked outside too.
"This isn't the way to the bike shop," he exclaimed. "This road goes to the industrial area. Where are you taking us?"
The driver didn't answer, and he didn't look friendly anymore. Tony looked round the van nervously. He saw the van driver's license next to the mirror. It had a picture of an Asian man, but this driver was white. Suddenly, he understood.
"We're in a stolen car," he thought.
He turned to Emma.
"I think this man is kidnapping us," he said quietly.
Emma's hands trembled.
"What are we going to do?" she asked.
"I don't know," Tony answered. "I have to think."
After a few seconds, he said, "Have you got your seatbelt on properly?" Emma checked and nodded.
"What are you planning?" she asked.
They were speaking very quietly, and the driver didn't hear them.
"You'll see," Tony answered.
Then he leaned towards the driver's seat and covered the kidnapper's eyes.
"Hey!" shouted the driver. "What are you doing? I can't see anything!"
The driver lost control of the van and almost drove into a car coming towards them. Then the van left the road and crashed into a tree. Bits of glass flew everywhere. Smoke filled the air and the two teenagers lost consciousness. A few seconds later, Tony opened his eyes.
"Emma, are you all right?" he asked.
Emma was holding her head and her eyes were closed.
"My head hurts a bit," she said, "but I think I'm okay."
She opened her eyes and looked at the driver. He had blood on his face and he didn't move.
"Quick," said Emma. "Let's go. He'll probably wake up soon."
"Shouldn't we wait for the police?" Tony asked.
"No," Emma answered. "We must get to the office of the natural world. We'll phone for an ambulance on the way."
The two teenagers got out of the van and ran to the road as fast as they could.
"That was a lucky escape," Emma thought.